If you're one of millions of people currently without power in Texas, and your house is colder than it's ever been, you need help, and you need it now. So as you wait for the power to come back on, there is a way to find a solution. Welcome to this Sentinel Watch Extra, a weekly production of the Christian Science Sentinel. Up next, Keith Womack, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher, who also serves on the Christian Science Board of Directors, will share what he's learned from the Bible and how God's help really does enable us to escape storms of all kinds right now.
After Hurricane Hannah made landfall in July of last year, my wife and I found baby white-winged doves that had been blown out of their nests. Joanne hand-fed them. One of them we named Hannah. Then 6 weeks later, we released them into our backyard. This past Sunday, as the coldest temperatures in decades plunged deep into South Texas, we prepared our house for this storm. Once the preparations were completed and the cold wind arrived, a dove, possibly Hannah, flew to our back door and waited. Joanne scooped her up and put her into our empty bird cage. Instead of enduring days and nights of sub-freezing weather, the bird is resting safely on her perch in the cage. After the dove arrived, I opened the Bible and read from Psalms, "Give ear to my prayer, O God. Attend unto me and hear me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. I will trust in thee." Perhaps the dove that flew to our back door is symbolic of how each of us can use our wings, our prayers, to discover more of God's care for all those without power, heat, and water. The discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "God is the life or intelligence which forms and preserves the individuality and identity of animals as well as of men." This statement, I've come to learn, means that first and foremost, our important storm preparation should always be a spiritual, prayerful one, where we recognize that God's creation is not physical and vulnerable, but entirely spiritual. Affirming all to be safe and God-governed helps bring aid to the people, plants, and animals around us that appear to be most in need. This affirmation allows God's present harmony to be felt and witnessed. And this is what my wife and I have been seeing over the last couple of days. Gratefully, we never lost power, and we are hearing of electricity beginning to be restored to others. The news has many reports of neighbors lovingly providing neighbors in need with a warm place to stay. Just as Hannah made her way to our door, we too have wings like a dove. We have spiritual sense, the divine ability to escape the storms that attempt to engulf us and others. We too can find rest, for we trust in God.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.